controversial measure following last year's Parkland massacre, it received unanimous support from the senators. The bill would exempt any recording or depiction of a violent act where at least three people, not including the perpetrator, are killed. It would also apply retroactively. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Tom Lee, says it's needed to protect survivors and victims' families. He says victims shouldn't continue to be subjected to emotional trauma that could be brought by such photos and videos.
I'm always suspect of public records exemptions, particularly when they potentially touch on operations of government and the ability of the public to review those operations to make sure that folks are held accountable.
That's Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley. He says the bill balances a difficult situation.
Senator Lee, President Lee, in this situation has completely lived up to our obligations under the Constitution. He's articulated very clearly what the public necessity is, and he has worked very diligently with everyone to make sure that it is as narrowly tailored as possible to achieve the goal.
The state constitution requires public record exemptions be as narrow as possible, and lawmakers must prove there's a need for it. Free speech advocates like the First Amendment Foundation have raised concerns over the public's ability to hold officials accountable. First Amendment Foundation President Barbara Peterson says that concern isn't about publishing graphic photos or videos.
They want to see what happened, how law enforcement responded. And I believe that the way this bill has been narrowed and amended, it would allow us that oversight.
Public officials who were involved in acts of mass violence or who were acting within the scope of their job would not be included in the exemption. Lee says he worked with Peterson to scale back exemptions and ensure it'll pass constitutional muster. And he's confident it'll hold up against any legal challenges.
But to the extent that someone feels like things are being walled off by this legislation, that the media needs to have access, there will still be that ability to go to court. We looked at 11 ways to Sunday how to write this to make it easier on the media to get access, and this was the best we could do.
Public records uncovered by the Sun Sentinel after the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting found officers remained outside the school while the shooting was going on. This led to the creation of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission and a number of measures proposed in the legislature this year. Despite the objections, the bill sailed through all three of its committee stops before getting full support from the state senators. The House version of the bill is waiting to be heard by that chamber's floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.